From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We know that the Falcons are on the field. It's the second week of OTAs, and Kevin Stefanski spoke to the media today, but he was not the only one. We've been waiting to hear from Tua Tagovailoa. Now, Michael Penix spoke last week, and everybody saw the video of him throwing the football. And look, he is still doing individual drills. He is, and I'm quoting Kevin Stefanski, where he needs to be. That is not necessarily an update on his health and his percentage of health.
Right.
They are not willing to tell us he is 100%. In fact, they've told us that he's not.
He's not going to be participating with 11-on-11 yet.
Correct. So he's not quite there. But let's hear from Tua Tagovailoa, because, Mike, as we talk about this potential competition, and we say that because it can't be one unless everybody's out there.
Right. I mean, a competition, both guys come into the arena 100%.
That's right.
That's it. Whatever the job is going to be.
All right, so a couple of things here. Tua talking about the pros and cons of learning a new system. Here's what he said today.
You know, I think it all has its pros and cons, right? You do love the challenge of it, but then there's bumps. There's more bumps in the road than there are in terms of, okay, that was pretty cool that I figured that out. I was in school growing up, so studying, you know, studying isn't my best forte. But what I would say is it's football. Football is universal. There's just terminology where certain coaches, depending on their background, who they were under, what they want to call a certain thing. One thing here was called different, you know, in Miami. But, you know, we're all trying to get to the same spots on the field, all trying to run the same plays in, you know, in a way. So
that's how he describes learning this new system. And this is, again, Mike and I were talking about this. They're both on the same level here. Even though Penix was here last year, again, right. Stefanski comes in and Reese and Mike, they're installing all this new stuff. Alex is their quarterback's coach. He's helping them with all of this. But that's Tua's assessment on, hey, I got to learn this new stuff. But the terminology may be a little different, but I'm still probably familiar with it.
Right. And, you know, there's things at Penix Jr. and Tua. That's where when you talk about the competition – okay, both guys have something they got to do they haven't done a lot of. One guy's going to have a jump on doing that. See, that's why when I don't know how that becomes an anti-Penix thing. But anyway, it's just giving you the timeline where the good news for Michael Penix, if they really like Penix Jr., they want to see him because obviously it makes more sense financially. You got the control salary-wise, everything else. Because if Tua balls out, then you can have that could be an expensive proposition.
It could be.
But again, let's hope that is the case, because that's a hell of a good problem to have. That means we won a bunch of games this year, right?
It is. And let's hope that's the situation for either one of these guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Tua talk about how he's balancing giving support, but this is also an open competition.
I think you learn that as you go throughout your years growing up. You know, there's things that I wish I knew in 2021 that I know now, you know, and I think that goes for all of us. But competition is been around us our entire lives, right? For Mike, for all the other guys that are in that locker room, competition has been there. I guess the other aspect of it would also be how everyone would have been raised too. And so it's a competition. Don't get me wrong. I got to go out there and compete. MP got to go out there and compete. But for me, like it would just, I don't know, it would just be wrong not to help, like just with how I see things. Yeah.
Okay. MP is Michael Penix, by the way. and so he says, look, I want to give support, but I also want to go out there and be the best I can be. I'm all for that. Like at the end of the day, you're still on the team. You're still here. It's like, Mike, when Cousins – was benched, and then he kind of went and faded to the background, right? And then it became, you know, the Michael Penix show that first year of those last few games, and you're like, okay, Cousins didn't do anything to harm the team. He just – his role changed. And so right
now – He also didn't want Penix Jr. there.
That's right.
In the first – now, he said all the right things, and Michael said he helped. But, you know, in the bottom line is Kirk wanted to have three productive years here.
And didn't get it.
And because of the competition, also wasn't truthful about the nature of his injuries.
All right, I want you to hear this in regards to Tua, because to me, this says it all. Listen.
The team winning Super Bowl. I think that'd be amazing. Whether I'm the guy or whether I'm not the guy, I think that'd be unbelievable. And any way I can help make that happen, I'm excited to be here for that.
That's a team player.
Well, he does tell you what you want to hear.
That's a team player right there, Mike. Did you hear what he just said?
The team winning Super Bowl. I think that'd be amazing.
Exactly.
Whether I'm the guy or whether I'm not the guy, I think that
whether he's it or not.
So are you being truthful with me right now?
What do you mean?
I mean, he's not just giving you that Russell Wilson telling you exactly what you want to hear.
I don't care how it happens. I just want to be a part of it.
I don't know.
And I'll do whatever it takes.
I want this team to win the Super Bowl.
That's what he said.
It's a good thing to say. It's a good thing. It's a smart thing to say.
Oren, does that not open your eyes?
That's so selfless, Mike. It's the idea of whether he's the guy or he's not the guy. He just wants to help bring a title here to
Atlanta. I can't wait till we meet Tua out at camp.
So selfless.
I can't wait till our first conversation. I'm going to ask Tua, do you think I need to lose weight? No, man, I think you're just right. Don't go changing.
And then the mic turns off and he's like, dude, you're a little chubby.
It's Dukes and Bell. All right, a couple of more things. And by the way, we're playing this because we're giving fair and equal time.
Not balanced, but equal.
Equal to both guys.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. And look, we got a great relationship with Michael Penix, and Mike knows what's up. He knows this is
He knows what he's got to do.
He knows what he's got to do. But we want to be fair about this. I don't want to spend all this time, Mike, on Penix and not being able to do this, that, and the other, and then he comes out and he's balling out. Let's give him an opportunity. But let's give this guy an opportunity, too. Let's give this guy an opportunity.
As a Falcon fan, I'd rather see Michael Penix Jr. do what he was brought here to do, what he was drafted to do. And look, I don't know why it went so weird in Miami. We discussed it earlier with the Coach McDaniel in the locker room and
what
all the weirdness.
What a team player he is.
Yeah, when he threw his team under the bus.
I don't remember that.
We got players not showing up late for a team meeting. Excuse me?
That's what leaders do, Mike.
Well, I think the leader needs to call that meeting inside closed doors and then say it, not go in front of Channel 10 down in Miami and say it.
Do you want to know how he's trying to learn these plays?
Tell me how he learned this.
Tua Tagovailoa said, this is how I'm trying to learn these plays with the help of his wife.
I do flashcards. I do the flashcards with like the formations and with the plays as well. And then outside of that, as I'm studying the script prior to our practice day, like – I'm not necessarily as much a visual as like having to walk through it or do it. So I'd get up in my house and walk through it or I'd do it. And I'd have my wife read out the plays. So she has trouble. She has a little trouble with saying some of the plays. So just help her out with that. But it helps me, you know. So we've done in Miami too.
All right, go.
Flashcards. Flashcards.
I love it. He's sitting there with his wife. They're talking about Spider 2 wiping in and Carl right there.
She has a little problem with the playbook.
Now, as you guys know, I mean, we'll find out just how verbose Stefanski's playbook is. But some of these things, because you got to call the formation, right? Just the blocking pattern, everything else. There's so many aspects to it. So, yeah, it's a mouthful.
That is pretty good strategy, though, because if she's struggling, like he's no, you got to say it like this, and now all of a sudden he's remembering how to say it. So that's actually pretty clever.
You know what? I didn't, and it's funny because I don't know about you guys, but you know, you gotta learn how you study, right? When we were in school, and it took me many years to understand like how I needed to study for stuff. Once you figure that out, then you're pretty good at memorizing the stuff you need to memorize. But everybody just can't read the book, close it, and then they've got everything they need. So one other thing.
Hop to gun trips right. Spider 2, wipe it at it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's, like, again, that's when you and I were kids, it was like 42 dive. You know what I mean? It was like that was it.
Simplistic. Right. Sweep right. Right. Yeah. As far as Penix, again, just want to say this because Coach Stefanski spoke today. He said he's where he needs to be. He's stacking days every day. He's done a nice job. He's where he needs to be when it comes to rehab. That's still the first thing that they're talking about. This isn't about him throwing the football, even though he's out there. And then Tua, he said he fits well. He has no limitations on Tua. He was asked today at Mike about the concussions.
And he said, no, that's, we're not even talking about that. Like, there are no limits on him and what he's doing. But he also gave Tua a very good compliment. And I just want you guys to know, this is coming from me. When the head coach said that accuracy is probably the most important trait in a quarterback at any team in the league, and then he talks about Tua being one of the most accurate that he's been around, and he's got this innate ability to be accurate, Mike. And he said, yes, you can learn to be better, but some guys just have it. And he said today, Tua is one of those guys that has that in him.
God-given talent.
Correct.
And I said to Carl earlier, for guys who miss it, I know it's a long show, but years ago when Mike Vick was learning on the ropes, and it was Chandler was the starter, but Mike was coming off, you know, the bench and mopping up. And Fran was saying, you know, Mike's going to need to get more accurate. And he goes, the hard part is you can't really coach accuracy. It's something that guys really, you can improve, you can give mechanics. I think Mike Vick got better with Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
I agree.
I think Mike Vick was 10 times more accurate when he was in Philly, hitting guys in stride. Because remember, it'd be like Alex, you would go 20 yards turn, or, you know, it was strange how sometimes the plays would develop, a lot of improvisation. But in the case of Michael Penix Jr., he's got, you know, a great arm. Now, I looked at the scouting report. Carl and I were talking earlier. The scouting report talks about the low release point. Sometimes when there's pressure, the footwork struggles. These are all things that hopefully he's going to be coached up, as you brought up, all the great, you know, brain power they brought in. But that's in addition to learning a new playbook.
It's a lot.
A lot of stuff.
It's a lot. That's the thing. And you got to be, and by the way, you get 1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
Right.
Ball better be gone. That's what we're talking about. That's why it's the hardest thing to do when we talk about professional sports. Now, I would tell you hitting a baseball is right up there, but playing quarterback, man, with what you've got to process and the amount of time you have, Mike, it's no joke.
And remember, like we've talked about, we've already covered, you know, what the things that were working against Michael Penix Jr. last year, you know, the knuckleheaded play calling, the time that he actually diagnoses what the defense is doing, calls an audible, but the teammates miss it. Kyle Pitts, that happened to him once specifically.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Berlin game, I saw Stefanski and Reese talking about they're asking Pitts to do some different stuff. They said they're really getting a great response. They love his work ethic. So Pitts is responding to this coaching.
Let's hope so. We need him, man.
Right. And that'll be another good problem to have if we're talking about what are we going to do with Pitts at the end of the year.
All right, guys. More to get to, including our Braves, who found a way to get it done last night. This series continues. Grant's going to stop by to talk about not only the game, but we got some questions about some personnel.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.